You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It's a Friday. Welcome in. It's the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Actually, it's two people on the other side of the glass. You have help today, right?
Yes.
All right.
Training Andrew.
Well, Andrew's been here before.
He's been here before, so it's a little bit different than trading Jaden, who was here a couple days ago.
Okay. But Hi, Andrew. Good to have you back.
Andrew's going to be helping out with my class schedule and stuff like that, so he'll be here on days that I can't come in.
Okay. Understandable. Great to have him with us here, and great to have you with us here today from the Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the Gym Class. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. Text line available. Phone line available. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You're going to utilize that coming up a little bit later on. Our final Friday topic of the summer. Where did the summer go, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have that topic for you coming up today. Your predictions, wild predictions, way out there, maybe not way out there, that you think will happen during the upcoming football season, which starts for some tonight. And we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But college, pro, individual, team, what have you. We're going to get your thoughts about it, and we're going to do it just past the bottom of the hour here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Again, 319-366-1600 here on the program today as Mark joins me on a very nice Friday. You better get out and enjoy this before the hot weather steps in for the next 4 or 5 days. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. I should say so. And good afternoon to Isaac and Andrew and everyone out there. And Scott, now you may begin your rant about Lance Lynn with another tremendous performance for the LA Dodgers.
Oh, don't worry. Spencer and I already discussed that.
Poor Spencer, man. That's 1-0 games are tough.
They are. They are. 11 in a row by the Dodgers. Lance Lynn did not get a victory last night, but he gave up, one run and 4 hits in 7 innings. 3-0 with an ERA of about 1.67 right now. After his ERA, and his total ERA is down into the fives now. Yes, it was nearing a touchdown when he was a member of the White Sox. Not the only one to do that. Former Brewer as well beat them on Wednesday night. Dodger, former Brewer, who was DFA'd. Yeah, holy cow. Baseball is a funny game, isn't it, Mark?
It is, and Cal Eldred, our every other Tuesday guest on the show, has told us multiple times that a change of scenery, particularly for a pitcher, can mean a world of difference. It meant nothing when Lynn went to the Twins, and probably very little when he went to the White Sox, but sure has done wonders with the Dodgers.
Yes, yes, he has. And Dodgers 11 in a row. They are red, red hot right now. One game ongoing in Major League Baseball. We'll get an update on it during the Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up with Mark in a little bit. But, two games, I beg your pardon. They are playing in Cleveland as well, Detroit and Cleveland. Are underway, and that one is scoreless in the first. Kansas City with a 4-3 lead in the top of the seventh over the Chicago Cubs. That being played at Wrigley Field Bobby Witt Jr. just put the Royals ahead with a two-run home run. And, of course, Chicago right in the thick of things right now in the National League Central, as they are 2.5 games behind the Brewers now and basically in a three-way tie for the third wild card with Cincinnati and Miami. So it's going to be a fun last 6 weeks of the regular season as far as baseball is concerned. 319-366-1600. While we're giving kudos not only to Lance Lynn, Mark, but don't want to get too far into this here, but a very nice piece on a member of your family last night on the Fair Highlights. Great to see Kennedy featured last night. That was very nice.
Well, it was. Thanks for mentioning that. And I'm not sure how many people saw it or cared about it, but Kennedy's a special high school athlete and won a contest in the Swan competition. And, you know, high school kids don't do interviews very well sometimes. But Kennedy's one who's, you know, she does okay. And, well, thanks for mentioning that. That's very nice.
Yeah. And what is she to you? She is niece, correct?
She is niece, yes.
Yes. Niece to you from English Valleys, North English. And, yeah, it was great to see her last night on the Fair Highlights. So go back and see it if you missed it. 312 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. What's going on today? Well, the Big Ten Network was in Iowa City, observing Iowa football practice from this morning. And they will have several times for you to take a look at that. Coming up, it'll be at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. But Dave Revson and the entire team were in Iowa City today for a spirited and physical practice, Mark. That was the way Dave Revson described it anyway. And no Cade McNamara today. No, Joe Lamas as well. They were both out. Deacon Hill was the number one quarterback. He was up and down, according to the reports today. The tight ends were very good, and they had better things to say about the offensive line today.
That's spot on, Scott. And I think I mentioned after the Monday after Kids Day, after McNamara went down, you know, Kirk Ferentz wasn't concerned. It was a muscle thing, and I kind of pumped the brakes on that because oftentimes a day or two later, things get a little stickier. No indication that it's structural damage, but he was held out today, and indications are that Iowa hopes to have him back next week. No time like the present, you know. But poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. You can weigh in at the poll or give us a text, 319-366-1600. How concerned are you about Cade McNamara's health? We give you three choices, very, somewhat, or not at all. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City for bringing us the poll question. I'm somewhat concerned.
Well, I think you have to be somewhat concerned due to the fact that he's had problems with injuries before, and especially that leg. It was a non-contact injury, which kind of tells you, first thing, you know, you think of when you think of non-contact injury is never good. This one turned out to be fortunate, I think, for McNamara and the Hawkeyes. There, you better have a good backup. And Joe Labus is out right now, still out. Deacon Hill has been going with the ones as of late. And like Dave Revson reported, Hill has been up and down so far. Xavier Wampa with an interception. I saw the video of that earlier on today. And, you know, you got to have a good backup. You got to have a good backup. Whether it's going to be Hill or Labus, we'll see. I don't think you can say not at all. You cannot be, if you're a Hawkeye fan, not concerned at all with Cade McNamara's injury-prone health?
I don't think so. And watching earlier today, the Big Ten Network coverage, McNamara was interviewed alongside Eric All by Anthony Herron of the Big Ten Network, and McNamara was not wearing a brace or a wrap or anything of the sort. Now, he could have taken it off if he'd been wearing it, but again, no indication of structural damage. Perhaps this is just precautionary. McNamara's been around college football a long time, but this is a new team. He needs reps, and the opener's coming.
That it is. Although, you know, he's been there enough so far in the Iowa program after coming down from Ann Arbor that he knows. He knows what's going on. He knows Eric All. He knows. We'll see. We'll see. 6665 says, very concerned. McNamara is the guy Iowa could least afford to lose. So put them, 6665, in the very concerned category. You better have that backup ready to go. I mean, you have to at any level of football, but you better have it in this situation, I think, even more.
Yeah, and I think the first we'll probably hear officially, you would expect, is the Tuesday Kirk Ferentz news conference before the Utah State game. That's a week from Tuesday. So the speculation will continue. Again, Iowa officials said today that they hope McNamara is back at practice next week.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Kirk Ferentz's news conference, welcome back Network Computer Solutions, the official sponsor of Coach's Cuts. And they're going to be every week after Kirk Ferentz's news conference. And you can hear those from 4 until 6, and that will be with Spencer on Sports at that point. Todd will be in the mornings from 6:30 until 9, starting on the 29th. Spencer on the 29th takes over from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Mark and I stay put here at 3 o'clock. But thanks to Network Computer Solutions, online at ncsei.com. We are here, right? I mean, it's football season, man.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned the high school season getting underway tonight with a smattering of games. I know Springville is in action. Renowned Zero Week, Scott. And next week's college football games, are those Zero Week games as well?
That is correct. That is correct. We don't have the overabundance of Week Zero games that we once had, though, in the high school ranks, which is good.
No, we don't. This is an eight-man game, eight-player game. And I think the most of the rest of them are the same.
Yeah. Just to go around, and if you don't have a game tonight, everybody else has a scrimmage tonight. And most of these scrimmages do a great job as far as a lot of charity work involved tonight with local organizations. I know food pantries all the way up to, like I said, organizations, cancer organizations, et cetera, et cetera. It's kind of a neat night. It's also a very, very nerve-wracking night for coaching staffs, Mark, because you want to showcase. I mean, it's a lot like the NFL preseason tonight. You want to showcase what your players can do. You need to know what your players can do. But you sure as heck hope they don't get hurt. And there have been several occasions in the past where some big timers and marquee players have gotten hurt tonight.
Well, that's true. And I visited with Jefferson coach Ed Miles last weekend, and he views it as an evaluation process. And that's exactly what it is. It's an inter-squad scrimmage. It's not like facing a team in a different color or another helmet. But it is a vehicle by which coaches can evaluate players, and much like game time conditions. And then Katie bar the door. The next week, it's for real.
It is. It is. Some of the games, Springville and Baxter are going to play tonight. That is over in Springville. Belle Plaine, who is now new to the eight-player ranks, they are going to play Clarksville coming up this evening. The aforementioned English Valley's Bears will take on Cal Wheatland. I believe Iowa Valley and BGM go at it. I believe that is a regular game. HLV and Montezuma, I think, is a regular game as well tonight. If that is not the case, please let me know. But according to Bound, anyway, it looks like those are the games around the state. And a lot of those are predicated by the fact that if a school is decided not to play, et cetera, you have to move schedules around, and that's kind of the way – that's kind of basically what week zero is now.
Yeah, it is. And later in the season when all the playoff qualifiers are determined, those teams that don't make the playoffs will have an opportunity to schedule another game. Not all do. Many do. And that's another good opportunity for any particular team.
Yeah, very true. Back to Iowa here for a moment at 321, 9663 in the text line says, I bet Kirk's son, Brian, is really worried. He'll never get his 25 points a game without Cade. We talked about the 25-point game threshold per game yesterday, that threshold after Beth Getz met with the media yesterday in Iowa City. It is still there. It is still there, as far as we know, in full force. So not to say that Deacon Hill is not the guy, not to say Joe Labus is not the guy. We saw Labus in the bowl game. There was a different team. It was a different team at that point. And, interesting to see that as far as Iowa on the Big Ten Network. Might record that tonight and take a look at it, probably tomorrow or Sunday, just to see what they had to say and what the players had to say. I'm okay with the fact that they talked about that it was a spirited and physical practice. You need that physicality to get you going, right?
Yeah, you do. And, you know, in terms of backup quarterback, I'm not sure the nature of Labus's his injury. He managed that bowl game. Didn't win it, didn't lose it. Kentucky wasn't going to score against the Iowa defense. He did what he had to do. Now, whether he can first of all, surpass Deacon Hill. Second of all, do the same this coming year. You hopefully don't want to find out, but you may have to.
Yeah. It's pretty rare these days that you can go through a season without an injury to your quarterback. It's happened, obviously. Iowa's been pretty fortunate over the years. And we'll see if that continues to take place. 324 here on the Gym Class on KGYM, 319-366-1600. We'll get a scoreboard update with Mark coming up in just a little bit. And 8186, before we get to your scoreboard update, Mark, please clear up attendance for women's scrimmage. Does it count for the record or not? It's not an actual game, so how can it count? I don't know. I think it's just an biggest attended women's basketball game in history, even though it's not a game. But I guess it's a game if it's like, does a tree fall in the forest if you can't hear it, Mark? I think it's that same principle as far as the women's scrimmage is concerned.
Well, it's a good point because it isn't a regular season game. It isn't a tournament game. As I understand it, the record right now for women's college basketball is just under 30,000, which was, I believe, at the Alamo Dome a few years ago. But one of the reporters today tweeted that the UI ticket office said it has sold 36,000 tickets. Again, Dukes was wrong. I don't know. You know, the grapple on the gridiron was a regular season meet. This is a scrimmage. I don't know. I don't want to steal any thunder from Iowa, but I don't think it's the same.
It's not a game, but I think it's going to count for the largest gathering as far as a women's basketball get-together is concerned. I believe that is going to be the... Listen, I get it. They're opening more sections. I get it to a certain point. I hope the weather is nice because, boy, oh, boy, there are going to be a lot of very disappointed people if there's a rain in the forecast or rain on that day. Then again, if you're sitting one row below the press box, I don't know how in the world you're going to be able to see anything or determine anything.
Yeah, it's. I think the same was true of the wrestling meet as well. The meet was shown on the big screens, and I'm sure that'll probably be the same thing for the basketball scrimmage.
Very true. Very true. It will be on the big screen, no doubt about that. It will be on the big screen, and you can say you were there. There are a lot of folks that don't get to go to Iowa games that are going to be going to the scrimmage. That's why I hope the weather is good. And I think a lot of, you know, small girls that are going to get interested in basketball due to this are going to be there as well. So if you're even in the ballpark, fantastic. Fantastic. 3790 just tuning in. Is there something new on Cade's injury? Big Ten Network today was at the Iowa practice this morning. Cade McNamara did not practice, but he talked to the Big Ten Network. Kirk Ferentz says he should be back next week. Right now, nothing major. How is Spencer Petras doing? Asks Jeff. He is basically an assistant coach, a grad assistant this year, Mark. He's with the team.
That is correct.
And I think from all indications, having a great time. I don't know if he wants to go into coaching or not, but hey, why not? He's got one more year. He can spend it helping out Cade McNamara or Joe Labus or whomever. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 9843 says there is an officiating crew working every scrimmage tonight. We talk at the end what players and coaches expect from the officials. And it's a great thing. Absolutely. Best of luck to all the officiating crews tonight as they go to the scrimmages and those week zero games. If you have to buy a ticket, the record counts, says 6686. Maybe that is it. Yeah. And Dave says, agrees with you, Mark. It's time to get, Beth Getz should get rid of the 25-point game threshold.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, hasn't been done yet, but we shall see. We shall see. All right, 3:29. Let's go ahead and get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. Big thanks to Chris and Jamie and Dave. And we are 2 weeks away from our first edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. 2 weeks from today. As a matter of fact, chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. That will be coming up here in 2 weeks. Mark, what do we got today?
You mentioned the two games in action right now in Major League Baseball. It is the top of the eighth inning. Kansas City leading the Chicago Cubs 4-3. Terrific stop just now to prevent a run by the Cubs catcher. Probably Yan Gomes, right?
Yan Gomes.
In Cleveland, Detroit leading the Guardians 3-1. At the BMW Championships in Chicago, Max Homa has taken the lead, Scott. He is 9 under par for the tournament, 7 under on the day through 14 holes. He has a one-stroke lead over Chris Kirk. The Washington Commanders have named Sam Howell, the former North Carolina star, as the starting quarterback for the NFL opener. Former Iowa star Megan Gustafson has signed a contract with the London Lions of the EuroLeague. She is currently playing for Phoenix in the WNBA. Actually, she and Griner were just placed on the health and safety protocol list. For what reasons, I don't know. And finally, Scott, flat 16 at the old course at St. Andrews is available. It is a flat that overlooks the 18th green on the third floor, two bedroom, two baths. It is on the market for £2.3 million, ooh, which is $2.9 million U.S. I suggest floating a little bit of money towards Hawaii's way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
it's available.
Next year's Women's Open will be at St. Andrews. I know that. A lot of great things. It'd be a great venue. I still, that's on my bucket list. I hate the term bucket list. I really do. But that is one of the things I want to do, is to get to Scotland. Not necessarily play the old course, but at least be there in St. Andrews. I don't know if they're going to let you walk on it anymore because of all the bridge controversy, the Swillican Bridge and the 18th, but I want to do that.
Yeah, toss the bucket list and a quarter for a cup of coffee back in the day. Throw those on the scrap heap, Scott.
319-366-1600. Throw them on the scrap heap. All right, we're going to take a break, get a latest look at the weather forecast, and when we come back, we're going to dive into our final Friday topic of the summer. And your football predictions of that might be considered a little bit far out. Team, individual, level, doesn't matter, pro, college, et cetera, et cetera. And what do you think's going to happen this year as far as the sport of football is concerned? That is American football, by the way, Isaac. Sorry. You know, we're waiting for the soccer championship coming up, but this is American football.
Okay. I think I can control myself.
If you have one, let us know, by the way.
I think I can get some American football ones for you.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that when we return. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. It's going to be still nice and pleasant with temperatures in the low 80s. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies, winds pick up out of the south, warmer air begins to build in, and it is going to be a toasty Saturday with temperatures in the low 90s under sunny skies and more humidity in place. A heat wave unfolds for the rest of the weekend into next week with temperatures in the mid-90s and heat index values in the triple digits. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
I decided to get a condo and I was done with renting. I was ready to have space for my dog.
We're talking with Janae Nelson about her first mortgage with Midwest One Bank.
My realtor suggested Midwest One's first-time homebuyer program and it was a perfect fit. Midwest One Bank made me feel like there was no judgment in my financial situation. Midwest One Bank absolutely made it simple. This is going to be a relationship that I'm going to keep building.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Loan subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Tune into The Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the Gym Class, 3:36 here on KGYM. Scott, Mark, Isaac, Andrew, Ben was over there as well. How many guys does it take to be a producer of a one-hour radio program? Apparently three. 319-366-1600. The predictions are coming in already. You're maybe, I'm not going to say zany, but maybe something that you predict for the football season that you see, maybe nobody else sees. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. 319-366-1600 is the text line. If you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, you can do that as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. And we start things off with John. John, great to have you with us, as always. Mark, you may want to sit down for this one.
I see.
Uh-huh. He does not predict a good season for your Chicago Bears. He said the Bears will earn the number one pick in the draft via Carolina, though. So it might be, trade. Bears not necessarily going to play poorly, according to John. But they're going to draft Caleb Williams and trade Justin Fields.
Respect the opinion, John. It is kind of out there, but I don't know. Nothing's impossible, I guess.
Nope, nothing is impossible. Could have anything happen like that. So there you go. That is the example what we are looking for. You know, it's not, you know, very safe thing. This is off the wall football stuff here. What do you think? I mean, Heisman Trophy winner. Is somebody going to come out of nowhere and win the Heisman Trophy? We shall see. 319-366-1600. Since we are 2 weeks away from the Emil's Hideaway pick six, 69-21 is predicting Scott will be left on an island the most, Dave will win the most weeks, Spencer will say it will take the points the most, and Mark will take the Bears minus 2.5 against the Packers on opening weekend. Is he true about that?
About the
Is he true about your Bears?
I don't want to reveal my pick quite yet, but I like it.
Okay. All right. Tua all the way, says 4570. Go Dolphins. Please stay healthy. Super Bowl, baby. I tell you what, that kind of piggy, I like the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins if Tua remains healthy this year. They're one of my surprise teams. Can I say the Dolphins are a surprise team, though, in the NFL? I'm not sure I can. I think they're too good. I think they're too good. I like them. I like New Orleans. And I'm not just saying that for Cajun Troy's benefit out there. I think New Orleans, if they stay healthy, they are going to have an excellent year. Starting to come in here. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, sticking with the NFL, I'm going to select the Seattle Seahawks to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Is that you or is that 3166?
That's me.
Okay, because 3166 agrees, saying the Seahawks will win the Super Bowl. How about?
I don't know about that, but Geno Smith, NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Terrific group of receivers. Kenneth Walker in the backfield. The defense needs to get better, but, you know, I'm not going to pick somebody outlandish in the AFC. There's just too much talent in the AFC, but Seattle by a nose hair over New Orleans to make the Super Bowl in the NFC.
Okay. Our friend Corey says Green Bay wins the division, and it's the beginning of a Hall of Fame career for Jordan Love. Packer fans would love that. Corey would love that.
That's what we're talking about, outlandish.
Matt in Fairfax. Trevor Lawrence is going to bring the Jags to the AFC title game versus Kansas City. Sign me up for it right now. If my Chiefs are in the championship game again, sign me up. Lions will win the NFC North, go to the playoffs, get to the championship game, where a late last quarter pass to George Kittle keeps the Lions out of the Super Bowl. I assume that is from Brock Purdy, too, 1960. That's not far-fetched, right?
Not really.
No, that's not far-fetched. 319-366-1600. This is far-fetched, and I don't see it happening. 4590 says the Jets will trade Rodgers back to the Packers.
No.
Kirk Cousins, MVP of the Super Bowl, says 99-52. Skull, brother. I don't know if the Vikings have enough defense to go that far. We shall see. 6441 says, on the other side of the coin for Tua, Tua will have a career-ending concussion, and they will be drafting number one next year, which means Caleb Williams. Interesting.
There goes the, you know, there goes the Bears scenario.
So, yeah. Yeah, John said the Bears are going to be there, and they're going to be taking Caleb Williams. I don't see how Caleb Williams at this point is not the number one draft choice next year. And I think the bigger question is, does Caleb Williams go back-to-back for the Heisman Trophy? I think that's maybe a bigger question. He is the odds-on favorite right now. 343-319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Friday afternoon on the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Another agreeing that the Seahawks are going to go to the Super Bowl and maybe the most underrated team in the league. There you go. You want one, throw one out, Mark?
I will. Let me turn to baseball.
Okay.
And as you know, many years a wild card team rises up, makes the World Series, maybe even wins the World Series. I'm going to take the Toronto Blue Jays right now to make the World Series. I mean, this is a team that leads all of Major League Baseball in ERA, fifth in MLB in batting average. The one big problem is they only have a half a game lead in the wild card race over Seattle. They got to get there first, but I think the Blue Jays would be very capable of making a run.
Okay. That's a baseball extra for you right there. 3166, going to college football now and going to the Iowa Hawkeyes, says the Hawkeye offense scores more points than on the Ferentz contract stipulation. So he's on the over 25, is 3166. I would assume that is with a healthy Cade McNamara. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to assume that it's going to be that way. And I will throw one out. I'm going to stay in the world of professional football. This is football, by the way, folks. I believe your best two, and they will be, and I think they just give one award, but if they gave two for the Defensive Rookie of the Year award, I'm going to double down and go with Will McDonald, the former Cyclone for the Jets, who is having a tremendous preseason and camp. And I'm going to double it down with Jack Campbell of the Detroit Lions. How's that? One of those guys is going to get Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Not really outlandish in my mind. Campbell is being touted week in and week out almost daily about what he's been doing in the Lions camp. I've kind of missed most of McDonald's performances. I did catch a little bit, but it'd be great to see both guys have a great year.
NFL Network had Will McDonald mic'd up during their preseason game against Carolina. That was interesting. Just to hear, it's much different hearing a rookie mic'd up than it is a soon-to-be Hall of Famer, because the Hall of Famer can say whatever he wants. Everybody respects them. And, the Carolina offensive linemen were asking, hey, you're pretty shifty, man. Where'd you go to school? And Will McDonald fires back, Iowa State. And, oh, yeah, okay. it was just like they were going back and forth in a round of golf or something before they were, trying to beat the snot out of each other at that point. 1960 says the Lions soundly beat the Chiefs in the first game of the year.
Wow.
I will read that because I will see every viewpoint on both sides. I like the Lions. I think
that's
at
Arrowhead, right?
What's that?
That's at Arrowhead.
That
right?
is correct. That is at Arrowhead. That will be ring night. They'll put up the new world championship flag at Arrowhead. So I wish the Detroit Lions great luck the rest of the year, other than that particular game on September 7th. How's that? 319-366-1600 as we're talking football predictions with you here today. And if you have one, get it to us. Isaac, do you have one? By the way, we're up to three again.
Yeah, we had another addition back here.
How many people does it take to produce this show?
I promise it's not that complicated, I swear. I think the Bears have a great chance of going from worst to first in the NFC North.
Ooh.
I don't know if I would really bet on that, but I think there's a possibility, especially if Fields takes a massive jump throwing the ball. They got him a good weapon. You just need a little bit more pieces on the defense, I think. But I think there's a solid chance of that happening. I think Trevor Lawrence cements himself as a top three quarterback in the league. I don't know if that's that hot of a take or anything. He's already considered pretty highly. And then for a little Iowa flavor, I think Laporta leads the Lions in catches.
Okay.
For his rookie season over Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay.
On the text line, 2373, Big Ten West teams all have at least two conference losses, and Northwestern will upset somebody in a snowstorm. What's the forecast at Wrigley Field?
I was just going to say, November the 4th, by the way, which is scheduled for Game 7 of the World Series, just to throw that out there, just to throw that scenario out there. Could it happen? It's pretty difficult, Mark. You and I have been around football for a long time. It's pretty difficult to go an over, because you're going to get one of those games that you're going to put everything together. I don't know if Northwestern is going to be able to do that. I don't see them getting shut out this year. I think they get at least one.
Did you say that's Game 7 of the World Series?
November 4th will be Game 7 of the World Series. That is the scheduled Game 7 of the World Series.
Unlikely to be in Chicago, not because the Cubs won't make the playoffs, but I don't know all the scenario breakdowns, but might have to play at Ryan Field. I don't know.
Northwestern plays at Wrigley, Cubs play at Ryan Field. Yeah. Oh, that would be beautiful. 1960, letting us know. Oh, no, I beg your pardon, 52-68. The Chiefs are playing their starters for the first half of Saturday's game. I knew that. I knew that, and I'm okay with that. Just don't hit that. Don't hit number 15, please, and get rid of the ball, number 15. If somebody's coming after you. We'll take a break. Come back. 350 more of your football predictions for the year. Your kind of off the wall football predictions when we return on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Advanced Electrical Services is looking for an experience-based journeyman and electrician helpers. This is an excellent chance to start your career or take it up a notch. You'll work full-time, year-round. Come use your skills to do high-quality work for this local, family-owned company with a positive culture and top reputation in the community. Visit advancedelectrical.com to see what they're about. Then call to set up a time to apply in person. Advanced Electrical Services in Iowa City is an equal opportunity employer. Women and minorities are encouraged to apply.
It's Wrangler season out there. T-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons, no destinations. This is when adventure starts calling. And you need to be ready in jeans that are made for the unpredictable journey that we call life. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
319-366-1600. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball over the weekend. They've got the game in Williamsport coming up on Sunday night. It's the Phillies and the Washington Nationals. Not the tastiest matchup as far as that game has ever had. But you know what? It'll still be a lot of fun. Red Sox-Yankees coming up tomorrow. 319-366-1600, and get a few more of our predictions in as far as the upcoming football season is concerned. And let's see what we got. 3790 says Jimmy G and the Raiders beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. How about that? It would be an all San Francisco Bay Super Bowl, but the Raiders spoiled that a couple years ago by moving to Las Vegas. But can we still consider it that? I don't know. 1960 says Northwestern dumps their replacement coach, hires Brian Ferentz as their new head coach. Wow. Isaac is smiling on that one.
That one is that is very out there.
That's out there.
That is very out
that
there.
That is out there. That's what we like.
That would be quite the headline if that ever happened.
Iowa wins the Big Ten West, goes to the Big Ten Championship game, beats Michigan. Cade McNamara becomes a legend. Thank you, Corey, for that. 354 here as we get a few more in. Another one that you have, Mark?
No.
Oh. I tell you what, I'm going to throw this one out in college football. And I know that I'm probably stealing the thunder of Phil Steele because he, when we had Phil, he mentioned this as well. I'm with him. I think Clemson has a good shot to make the national championship game. That's going out on a big limb, I know. I also, and this is going out on a big limb, I think we're going to see the reintroduction of Boise State this year as a player. I think Boise State might be ready to go and get into the conversation for New Year's Six or what have you.
They have Washington in the opener, I think, right?
I believe so. I believe so. You can still go 11-1.
I think
they can beat Washington. I'm not sold on Washington. I'm not sold. Even though Penix is getting a lot of hype, I'm just not quite sold on them as of yet. Before they go to the Big Ten next year. And that just still sounds a little bit weird. And now people in the text line all happy that please let Brian go to Northwestern. Oh, man. See what we started here? See what we started? Oh, we got baseball going on here. Thanks for all the texts. Appreciate it. And we've had a lot of fun this summer as far as our Friday topics are concerned, Mark. And we couldn't do it without our great listeners out there, so kudos to them as well.
No, it's been a fun series and always get great participation. And it's always fun reading the texts about the topic. And now we're moving on.
Yeah. A lot of football coming up next week. Going to talk UNI football on Tuesday. Cole Bear will join us, covers the Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. UNI and Iowa State will meet in a 1 o'clock kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium. And that will be coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. We'll have that game for you right here on KGYM as well. And, yeah. Should be a lot of football. High school getting underway in earnest next week. Best of luck to all the athletes tonight as they go through scrimmages or those week zero games, as we mentioned. And just to get you updated on what's happening in baseball, one out, bottom of the ninth inning, Kansas City trying to close out the Cubs as they lead it 4-3 at Wrigley Field. Have a great weekend, gentlemen. Isaac, have a good one. Enjoy the soccer.
I will indeed. I was just about to say, watch a lot of soccer. But you enjoy it too.
All right. Mark, have a good one. And we will talk with you coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock.
Sounds great. Isaac, you have till Monday to tell us why there's a consolation game in the World Cup. Okay?
Okay. Everybody sounds good.
Consies are great, aren't they? They're great. All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home